AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal judge has put on hold Trump administration plans to place 2,200 U.S. Agency for International Development employees on paid leave. Two federal employee associations are challenging the president's authority to do so. And Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department says it will not release names of FBI agents who worked on Capitol riot cases.
Many within the Bureau worry it'll use a list of names to conduct mass firings, and the president appeared to raise that prospect.
I'll fire some of them because some of them were corrupt. I have no doubt about that.
At a news conference.
It'll be done quickly and very surgically.
There's no evidence any FBI agents or lawyers involved in the January 6 prosecutions did anything wrong. But thousands of FBI employees who worked on the cases were asked to answer questions, and the Bureau gave the Justice Department personnel details about several thousand employees. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another federal judge heard arguments today over whether to block Elon Musk's Doge team from accessing systems to the Labor Department, which has investigated Musk's companies. U.S. employers added just 143,000 jobs in January, but the government report shows the unemployment rate fell to 4%. On Wall Street, stocks slumped to close out a losing week. The S&P fell 0.9%. The Dow sank 444 points, or about 1%, while a sharp fall for Amazon dragged the Nasdaq to a 1.4% loss. And this winter's flu season may be the most intense in 15 years. Mike Kempen has numbers.
The CDC estimates there have been at least 24 million flu illnesses and 13,000 deaths. 43 states reported high or very high flu activity last week. In some states, the flu has forced schools to close. It was most intense in the South, Southwest, and Western states. I'm Mike Kempen.
This is AP News. Ahead of the Super Bowl, Gethin Kulbaugh reports NFL honors were handed out last night.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen has been named the Associated Press NFL MVP for the first time in his career, edging out two-time winner Lamar Jackson of the Ravens.
I still want the Super Bowl. I still like that. That's our goal. But I will say this. This award means that your team had a lot of success this year, and I know we didn't get it done, but we're going to keep working until we do.
Eagles running back Saquon Barkley took home AP Offensive Player of the Year honors, while Broncos cornerback Patrick Surtain II was the Defensive Player of the Year. Commanders QB Jaden Daniels and Rams lineman Jared Verse were the Offensive and Defensive Rookies of the Year, respectively. Bengals QB Joe Burrow was Comeback Player of the Year, and Jaguars lineman Eric Armstead was the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Antonio Gates, Jared Allen, Eric Allen, and Sterling Sharp have been voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.